welcome back to Chicago Chaos Football. We had a shortened halftime there due to the delay on the game, the one-hour delay because of the storm. Chicago Chaos lead here 14-0 against the Madison Wolves. You're listening to SportsTownChicago.com. I am Cody Grant. Alongside me is Ryan Fahey. Pretty interesting first half there is obviously the Chaos do leave 14-0. Quick little reset before we start the second half. Anthony Iannotti, 3-for-6, only 6 attempts in this game. He has 58 yards, the 21-yard completion to Matthew Brockman for a touchdown. Brockman and Former, the only two receivers that have catches tonight. Former, 3 catches for 4 yards, and Brockman, 3 catches for 51. So you look at Brockman, and Brockman obviously getting the majority of the throws from Anthony Iannotti. And Jarrell Johnson has 4 carries for 32 yards. He has a touchdown run that went for 19. His last run, though, he did fumble and turn over. He has not gotten the ball since that. You look on the other side of the football now for their defense. Nick Olsen's been all over the field. Talk about him. Four tackles. He had the 1 interception and the forced fumble. With the forced fumble, did not go as a turnover, though.
Yeah, he's been all over the football defensively for the Chicago Cats. And when you spoke about him at the start of our broadcast earlier on, the Nick Olsen, and when you talked to him before the game, that, you know, this is their time. They want to win that 4th straight GFL championship. He was pumping him up. He was going to be the one that was at least ready to go. He just wanted everybody else to be on the same page. And he's leading by example. He was talking it up for his teammates, and he's backing up his talk for his teammates as well on the field, as you mentioned, with all those incredible stats he had in just that first half.
Yeah, so we're about to get started here. I want to give a quick shout-out. Happy birthday to Eddie Fernandez, who is head of the concession stand here in historic Horlick Field for the Racine Raiders. He's been with the Racine Raiders here at Horlick for 36 years. He turned 60 today. Happy birthday,
Happy
Eddie Fernandez.
The big 6-0.
Talk about the commitment there, staying with the Racine Raiders. Excellent field here is
and you know
historic
what?
Horlick
Age
Stadium.
60 is just a number.
60 is just a number.
That's all.
You're only as old as what you feel.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And you can be
you know,
60, but you can feel like you're 25.
Come here, watch some excellent football. GFL Championship, ready to resume, ready to start the second half. Put 15 minutes on the clock, third quarter, as the Chaos will receive. Now, you have to be careful here because we've seen this in the past with the kicking teams being down to start the second half or being up here in the GFL. They'd like to do a lot of onside kicks. So the Chaos must be ready for this. They do have 5 guys up at the 50, which is normal.
But Andy, and we've seen the chaos.
Everything.
We've also seen the chaos.
We've seen the chaos do this.
A couple times they did it last week against the Zion Atomic Swarm. They did that onside kick trick a few times against them as well. Now, granted, they were only successful, I believe it was one time last week they were successful with it. You don't see it often, but again, as you mentioned, you got to watch out for it. And considering the Wolves are down by 2 scores with 2 quarters to go, it wouldn't be surprising if they went for it. But they, with a holder because of the wind and the ball being knocked down, let's see what happens here with it.
And he takes a short back drop, is number 4 of the Wolves, and kicks it deep. Kendall Lawton back deep and taken at the 10, out to the right. I believe that's James Former. Now up to the 30, making some moves across the 30, near the 35, down at about the 34-yard line. 24-yard return there for James Former. So the Chaos will come out in pretty good
position. That was actually Shane McFarland on the return, number 3.
Yes, you are correct, Shane McFarland. So Former has not been back there at all in this game. They've been doing a lot of Jason Sumling. Former, usually their punt returner and kick returner. They had Jason Sumling there earlier, and now you just saw McFarland back there. And they're calling for a ball again. They've been having some trouble getting the ball on the field.
What a throw there from the sidelines.
Trying
tight
to see
spiral and everything.
Back is there.
Did we get a shot of that? What a throw.
You didn't have the visual there, but it was a pretty good throw about a 30-yard bullet.
That was about a good 25-yard bullet there from the sidelines.
So Anthony Iannotti comes on the field out of the shotgun. 35-yard line start of the Chaos. 4 wide receiver spread. Johnson in the backfield. He does receive this after fumbling last time. Johnson holding on to that ball tight. Gets across the 40 to about the 41-yard line. Gained about 6 yards there.
I wonder if our highlight camera person, Kristen Bakke, was the one who threw that 25-yard bullet.
We can check it. She was down there on the sideline.
Maybe she's got a cannon for an arm.
And you see there, that's the play back
from earlier.
Earlier, James Sumling, that was called back on the block in the back. So Jarrell Johnson now up to 38 yards. He was MVP last year in the GFL Championship. He always gets up for these games. He's having kind of a tough run here as the fumble happened last half. He gets a nice run there on the 6-yard carry. He's up to 38 yards now on 5 carries. Coming to the line of scrimmage now as we take one more look at that Johnson run. is Iannotti out of the gun. Four wide receiver spread. Takes it, fakes the hand to Johnson. Now pump fake. Throws it deep. McFarland down the sideline. One-handed catch. Could not haul it in. Trying to go a little too fancy there, maybe. I think he had enough room to put both hands out there.
Yeah, that was a split second decision, and you can hear the chaos sidelines and the fans saying two hands as well.
Yes.
We'll take a look at that one more time in just a moment. It might have been a split second decision. Watch this again. It was a great throw from Anthony Iannotti, first of all. Fakes the handoff, and he does the pump fake again, as you mentioned. And I understand why he tried to do that.
I don't think he was trying to be too cute there. I think it was the only option he had.
It's just that split second decision. You just reach out your one arm just to try to corral it in. That would have been a heck of a catch either way, but as you mentioned, you'd like to see him get two hands on it, but I understand why he reached out for one.
Second down and six, Johnson to the right of Iannotti in the backfield. Three wide receiver trips left. Taking the snap is Iannotti. Throws it to McFarland on the slant, incomplete. It's going to be a third down and six on the incompletion. Anthony Iannotti now 3 for 8.
Yeah, that was a low and away throw there from Iannotti over to McFarland, who was coming in on a slant route towards the middle. And it looks like as the chain lines, by the way, have switched to the near side of the field for this half. It's about fourth and four. And here comes the punting unit. And Iannotti not too pleased about the punting unit coming out there. He wanted to see if his team was going to be able to go for it on fourth down.
So the punt is a high snap. Oh, it goes over to Kozlowski. He goes back and picks it up, and he's going to have to just go down here and take the loss. And that's going to go back to inside the 15 of the Wolves. They're going to get the turnover. The excellent field position at the 14-yard line in the red zone already of the chaos.
That is
14-0, but you cannot make that mistake here. Championship game here for the GFL, your fourth straight trip, and just a mental mistake on the snap goes way too high over Kozlowski. One more look at that, just bullets pass a la Broncos and Seahawks in Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yeah, and if you're the Madison Wolves, this was the second half start you wanted. You wanted to force the Chaos to go 3-and-out, and even better, for their sake, a bad snap there on the fourth down. An excellent, excellent position for the Wolves here to get on the board in this game.
Chris Davis out of the shotgun from the 14 on the Chaos. Takes the snap. Looks right. No one there. Throws one up. Tipped in the air. Picked off at the 5-yard line and sliding down to the 10. So quick switch there as the Chaos give it away. And the Chaos bring it right back. Interception there. I'm trying to see.
Oh, look out here.
And we have a flag as a fight now starting. I saw a punch throw maybe.
That's where the flag came
yes,
in.
Yes, and that was a not smart there.
I couldn't
tell who threw it. It was so much.
So that's going to be an unsportsmanlike for the throw there. After the interception, so that's going to be on sportsmanlike, at least on the Chaos side. There are two flags on the field. I don't know if there's going to be any additional penalties on top of that. So
as
it's going to be on sportsmanlike. So this
over.
Might pin the Chaos back within their own five, pending what the penalties are to come.
And yeah, I know you're high emotions here. It's the championship game, but you have to keep that in check.
Yeah, here's a replay. That was a replay of that botched snap earlier.
So the officials do talk it over.
But as you said, Cody, that there might have been a punch thrown. I couldn't see who did it.
It was tough to see because there was a huge huddle around it. Here comes a look at the play.
It was a tip ball again.
It was tip ball at the line and going over, making the interception right there. As we stop it there, we get a nice little look there. Running back, I'm trying to get a number there. I believe it was number 12. That would be Dylan Hunter.
So it was Dylan Hunter is the one who kind of threw the ball.
As the Wolves are over there, let's see.
Right.
He still has it there. Go forward on that. He's getting up. You can see
right there. He threw it, and there was offsetting penalties. And then afterwards, we see the skirmish. So the unsportsmanlike on the cast, and then the penalty following that. Right,
and you had to push
right there. So that's where the offsetting penalties come into play. So you had both unsportsmanlike conduct penalties on the Chaos and the Wolves, respectively, those being offset, and the ball will be at the Chaos 10-yard line. That's where they're going to start this offensive drive.
And by the way, that was David Palma with the interception on that one.
And Palmer's the one who, again, threw the ball to the Wolves' sideline, and that's where the first flag came.
So starting from their own 10, deep in close to their goal line is Anthony Iannotti in the Chaos. Out of the shotgun, pitches one to Johnson to the right. Johnson crosses the line of scrimmage out to the sideline, now to the 15, to 11. That's going to be a late hit as the flag is thrown right away. Tack on 15 more yards on the 6-yard run by Jarrell Johnson. So that's going to be a first down for the Chaos. As extra curlickers now on the field, Madison Wolves very frustrated. And the Chaos now drawn with
the Chaos have got to be careful.
They got to stay on their sideline and up 14-0 in this game. Do not make any crucial mistakes. as they're yelling at, on the field right there. You see the shot, number 55 for the Chaos. Coach screaming at him. Yeah. That's Jamal Dudley. As we get a nice there from our PA announcer. Having fun up here in the
booth.
There
we go. So it looks like this is going to be on the Wolves, as you mentioned.
Yes, it was definitely a late hit.
The officials now need to take control of this game. Because now you don't
want
want things to spiral out of control.
That's
now.
That's two plays in a row.
It's the third quarter.
Yes. Third quarter, about just over 11 minutes to go.
I mean,
look at this. It was a good play call here. You get the pitch out to Johnson. He gets right back to the line of scrimmage. No one there. And you see the late hits. Keep going. Slow it down a little bit. Stop. Keep going. Stop it right there. He's out of bounds. And there's
necessary.
The hit.
Not necessary
good
at
call
all.
There. Unnecessary right there. It's going to tack on 15
I know the
yards.
Excuse for the Wolves can say, well, there was just momentum. But if you know he's going to the silence, and that's what we saw Johnson clearly. He was clearly motioning to the silence. You see the
handoff down
push.
To C.J. Young. Sorry to cut you off, Ryan. As C.J. Young goes up the field, keeping those legs turning. Will not go down. Finally does.
Up the middle, C.J. Young.
Picks up about 7 yards on the play. C.J. Young, a nice run there on his third carry of the game. He's now 15 on the night on 3 carries. One more look at that, Ryan.
Yeah, and watch it again as you see, again, the offensive line creating some nice holes up the middle for the run game so far this game against the Wolves. And this has been carried over into their semifinal game they had last week at home against the Zion Atomic Swarm. That offensive line created some major holes for runs to go up the middle. And as you mentioned, that was a nice game.
So after the first and 10 from the 15-yard penalty, it'll be second down and about 4 on the 6-yard carry from Young. I-90 takes a snap, gets it back to Young. Young cuts to the right, trying to get outside, gets wrestled down, stays on his feet. He's going to have a first down here. Goes down at about the 46-yard line. Chaos first down on the nice carry by C.J. Young. About a 5-6-yard gain there.
That was a nice little power run there by Young.
And we talk about Young, it's nice to have these two different backs, two different guys, two different philosophies. You got the speed and quickness of Joel Johnson. You got the smash mouth style.
Yeah, right here.
Of
here
CJ
comes
Young.
He comes to the right side. Nice opening there to go to the right side. He gets through one defender and he almost sheds off another, but he did get enough for the first down as they are now back at their own 46.
First and 10 here in the third quarter, just over 10-minute mark. Chaos lead 14-0 here in the GFL Championship. We're seeing Wisconsin historic Holick Field taking the snap. Fakes the run to C.J. Young, throws it to McFarland on the sideline and could not haul it in. A tough adjustment McFarland tried to make and just could not get it. And the deep ball for the Chaos just not there tonight.
Yeah, it's been a bit inconsistent, Cody. And that ball was really overthrown there by Anthony Iannotti anyway. One more look at that as, again, he does the hard pump fake and then he looks down the field to the near side to McFarland. And that was just way out of his reach anyway. And we discussed this earlier as McFarland went for that one-handed catch. He had no choice but to try to go for a one-handed catch there. Didn't work. Incomplete.
Yes, Anthony Iannotti having some trouble in the passing game. He's completing only 50% of his passes. Takes the snap, hands off to Young. Young trying to get to the outside. Stumbles forward, picks up maybe 3 yards.
It looks like they're going to spot that at about the 49-yard line right near the midfield.
So about 7 yards to go here on the third down on that second and 10 run for C.J. Young.
See, one more time.
He did show some speed there trying to cut to the outside and put his head down and just try to pick up as many as he can. Smart running there by C.J. Young.
Trying to get something out of nothing.
Yeah, he has 5 carries on the evening, 27 yards. Running game working very well for the Chaos as a team. They have rushed for 72 yards between Johnson and Young. Iannotti also chipped in 14. Iannotti scrambles to the left now after the snap. Throws one deep to the sideline. Incomplete. Intended receiver was Matthew Brockman. Iannotti now 6 of 13 throwing. He's completed 3 passes to Brockman and 3 passes to Former.
Yeah, that was a well-covered play defensively there by the Mavs Wolves. Iannotti really didn't have much to work with there as he was going to try to throw that across his body to his favorite target, Matthew Brockman.
And you talk about last week, Ryan, it was really a grind for the Chaos. They only won 28-20 against the Swarm. Swarm played very tough. It's pretty much the same thing here. You do have a 2-touchdown lead, but, I mean, you saw the momentum shifting as the Wolves forced that turnover down there. Chaos forced another turnover, give it right back. But the Wolves are still right in this game with just under 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and they will get the ball again on the punt return. Kozowski takes it back, punts it, line drive, kick.
Nice punt.
It's going to bounce. And get a nice Chaos bounce and picked up at the 10, across the 20, now to the 25, to the 30, on the outside to the 40. Blockers coming to the 50. It looks like he steps out of bounds. A nice return there. And number 10 on the play, that is for the Wolves, Austin Ryan, wide receiver. One more look at that. You get a nice chaos bounce, but you got three defenders there. He just blows right by him, just Devin Hester that, as he gets down the side on the speed of Austin Ryan to get down there, and never got tackled, just stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a nice clean pickup there off the bouncing ball as it kind of was taking some weird bounces towards Austin Ryan. He picked that up cleanly, had a few blocks to the far sideline, and he took it right to his own 47.
Good eye coordination there. That's tough to do, to pick that ball up on the bounce. So from the 47-yard line of the Wolves, as Chris Davis out of the shotgun hands it off to his running back by up the middle and pick up a few yards close to the first down on that about a 7-8 yard carry. So he's pushed back before progress would negate that.
Yeah, that was Mike Stevenson
on the
carry.
Having an excellent game here for the Wolves. Their running game has been really working. We talk about the Mike Stevenson and obviously quarterback Chris Davis. He had 8 carries for 39 yards in that first half, and he's a bull and a tough guy to bring down.
Yeah, good movement by the offensive line going forward with it, trying to create some holes there for Stevenson.
So it's going to be a 2nd down and 3 here after a 7-yard carry by Mike Stevenson. As out of shotgun again is Chris Davis, 4 wide receiver spread. This has been their formation for most of the game. Davis takes the snap, hands it off up the middle, finds a hole, and it's going to be an automatic, it's going to be first down right there as he keeps, stays on his feet, and just keeps weaving and diving and finding a little space to move. Barely was touched there as he didn't have to break any tackles, but he's just making guys miss. One more look at that, Ryan. You see how narrow that hole is, but he just slips in there and keeps his eyes forward, just wide, weaving and diving away, and picks up a nice gain. First down, Wolves.
Yeah, and it is only 5'9 frame as well. He is going to be able to kind of squeeze through those, you know, openings just a little bit more than maybe your average 6'1 or 6'2 running back. He's got a little bit of size to his advantage when it comes to that, and that's a bad snap.
And a fumble. Flag is down, though. So, we're going to wait to see what the flag. I don't know what the flag was, if that was a false start or if that was an encroachment penalty.
It's a false start.
False start on the Madison Wolves. Moving back 5 yards, so it'll be a second and 15. Second and 15 here. First and 15 as they resume play.
Again, that was the bobble snap to begin with. That didn't even get to Davis there at all, as he was running up to the line to try to get that one, but the Wolves did fall on top of it.
Out of the shotgun now is Chris Davis. 4 wide receiver set. Waiting for the snap, takes it, drops back, stays in that pocket, throws one to the sideline, caught at about the 29, and wrestled out of bounds. And be careful there, Nick Olson.
You know what? Look at that, though. He knew
he pulled back
on that one to not get called for a late hit or any unnecessary roughness
penalty.
Smart
play there by Nick Olson, as he had confidence in his teammate to make that tackle.
No, and the fact that the wide receiver was going out of bounds anyway.
Yes, he was. So a 2nd down here.
No huddle.
No huddle offense for the Wolves as Davis out of the gun again. Throws back, same play on the little curl route and picking up a few yards. I believe he has the 1st down there, Ryan, as he's going to go down to 21 and they move the chains. 1st down, Madison Wolves.
Now one more look at that play just a moment ago. Again, quick play there. Doesn't even take it. It took maybe 2 steps back and just quick throw. That's a design play.
And you continue the no huddle offense, trying to keep the chaos off.
This is what's worked
here
against the chaos defense is no huddle offense.
Davis hands off to his running back up the middle. He slips and is down and tagged down after maybe a 1 or 2 yard gain on that one.
Yeah, that's probably the first time we've seen the running game from either side be effective with the wet grass.
Yeah, Mike
Stevenson.
We
had the rain delay beforehand.
We talked about that. Would that affect these guys?
And it really hasn't.
It really hasn't. That's really, as you mentioned, the first time a guy has slipped after taking that carry. So 2nd down now here, about 2nd and 9. As out of the shotgun is Chris Davis, waiting for the snap. The chaos showing blitz as they jump, and no flag. They're going to keep playing.
No flag
and there's
there.
A hit. Nick, I mean, you see both teams kind of stopped playing. They didn't know if they were expecting a flag. There was no flag called,
though. Davis is looking for a flag. I was looking for a flag. I thought for sure they were going to throw a flag. Nothing was called there.
And that was Nick White coming in there and laying a hit on Chris Davis. One more look at that. You see
that
movement.
And then that's when right
the center
there,
jumps up.
Everybody's thinking there's going to be a flag. Nothing was there.
Hey, Nick White didn't hear a whistle, didn't see a flag. He kept coming in. You can see him on the outside edge on the left of your screen.
He must have just got bad. I mean, that's close.
Yeah.
That is really close.
There's Nick White right there. He doesn't hear anything. He's going to keep
now
going.
Now we have a flag on the field. And it's going to be on Sportsmanlike against the Wolves.
That's going to move them back 15 yards.
That might be on Davis for talking to the referee about where the flags were. And I think the whole sideline was talking about it, too, to the side judge.
Now, both teams here tonight have made some bad mistakes with the penalties, with the personal fouls, yeah, but they keep adding up.
You see Davis flinched there right before he got the ball.
Well, I tell you what, you don't...
And they were looking for a flag for maybe pass interference in the end zone as well.
Even if there is a flag, if they don't blow the whistle, you play on.
You play until you hear a whistle.
You don't get up and... just because you assume
but
there's going
to
be a penalty.
Everybody stopped. Yeah.
Everybody stopped. You got to keep playing. I understand it. Maybe it was a bad call, but you have to... If that whistle doesn't come, you got to keep playing. Third... And second and 23 here, running out as Davis throws one deep and batted down on the sideline. Incomplete. I was going to bring up a third and long.
No one more look at that one. Nobody jumped off sides there.
So no flag on that play
either. Davis was trying to needle that through double coverage as well. And if you're going to try to go through double coverage against the Chaos defense, usually the result's not going to be that good.
So as the officials resume, and trying to see what's going on here. Madison Wolves were on the sideline. They come back out. Trying to figure out something going on after that play. It was, long play to convert as Davis tried to fire one in there. And so it's going to be a third down and 23.
No, it's a fourth down.
It's a fourth and 23.
Yeah, Sports Mike did,
fourth
and 23. I believe, caused a loss of down.
Right. So Davis scrambles, throws one deep to the end zone, going for it here, and incomplete. Skying high for the receiver on the outside. No good. Turnover on downs. And the Chaos will take over of 14-0.
But and I believe Davis is down in the backfield?
That is not Davis.
That is actually...
I couldn't see a number. Let's take a look at the replay. You saw it was offensive lineman on there. He got pushed back. If we can go back and see who it is, number four. Watch it right here.
Not Tom Sweet.
He's on offensive lineman, left tackle on your left side of the screen. He gets pushed back right there.
Oh,
right in the face.
They look like he had his leg just wrapped underneath him or something, right?
Right there. Yeah, right there. See on the left in the purple jersey on the Wolves. Gets his foot right there. Stop it.
Oh.
Right there.
That's not going to be a pretty picture.
No, it's not. And he is up now, and he does walk up as number 47 offensive lineman for the Wolves, Patrick Rode. One more look at that as he is okay. He walks off underneath his own power, but scary moment there for the Wolves.
He flopped over his own teammate there, and he kind of landed head and neck first towards the grass. Just maybe had to shake off the cobwebs there a little bit.
Turnover on downs. Now Chaos will take over from their own 34-yard line. Iannotti out of the gun, trips right, hands it off to Johnson. Johnson finds a hole, breaks through, now tries to cut to the outside in a nice tackle there as he does pick up good yards and a first down. Again, about 12 yards as Johnson rolling now. Seven carries for 56 yards.
Well, there's a reason why Johnson loves these kind of games. That's why he was the MVP in last year's Gridiron Football League Championship. He was almost ready to bust up for a big one there.
Yeah, you talk about the play of Anthony Iannotti, captain of this team. Jarrell Johnson, another captain on this offense. You see how important he is for this team. One more look at this. Just look at the vision and the heart and the fight by Johnson that he puts forward on this run to pick up 12 yards. As he's moving left to right, finds a hole and a tough tackle made there as he keeps trying to fight for more yards, but finally gets brought down. So now coming it's an end around to James Former to the outside on the left. Former trying to get positive yards. He does get some yards, about a 3 or 4 yard gain. 5 yard gain, James Former, his first carry of the evening.
As you mentioned, it's not the. And we noticed there, as Former was going to the far side, kind of towards the Wolves' sideline, he kind of caught ahead of him, so his body was going more forward than his legs were.
There is a flag down.
There's a flag on the far side of the field right at the 48.
And that's going to go against the Chaos as they start walking backwards.
It might be a holding call.
Officials trying to sort this out. We're going to get a signal here very soon.
Yeah, they have it. Yeah, they threw the flag at the Chaos's 48.
It's holding on the Chaos. So that's going to bring them back.
And they're going to set the ball at the Chicago 40.
So negate that run by Former. That comes off the board.
Yeah, let's see where the holding might have been. It might have been on the far side over there. Right behind Former is where it looks like the holding might have took place. So now it's going to be second down and...
I'm trying to see that line of scrimmage was right there. So about second and 17.
Let me go back to counting. 1, 2, 3.
I got it, Ryan. I think second and 17 is good.
There we go.
Ryan Fahey does not endorse math.
No.
Out of the shotgun is Anthony I-94, wide receiver set. Moving former in motion. Fakes the end around. Now hands off to Johnson. And look at that hole. There's a lead blocker breaking through across the 50. First down at the 40. Still on his feet. What a run there by Jarrell Johnson. Going all the way from about the 42-yard line to the other side of the field to about the 31-yard line.
It didn't appear that there was urgency for the Wolves to bring him down.
One
guy draped on Johnson, and Johnson was kind of carrying that defender with him. One more. Look at all the wide open space there. And look, just finds a nice hole. And here comes the one defender that was kind of hanging on to Johnson for probably the next 7 or 8 yards there. And, again, there's just guys standing there.
And the play right before that.
Look at right there. Okay, right next to the, like, he's just.
The play
go
right
in.
Before
there
that,
go.
Ryan, they ran the end around to former. They do the same play but fake it to former and hand out to Johnson, the shotgun. Now they have moving in motion is
Hampton.
And pitch to Johnson. Nice block on the outside by Loving. Johnson spins back inside trying to get some yards. He does not. I think he just got back to the line of scrimmage there. No gain on the run.
Yeah, that's going to be second down and 10 still. Nothing doing there for Johnson.
Jarrell Johnson now 9 carries for 75 yards and a touchdown.
As actually, they're going to see. It actually looked like he about lost.
And we have a timeout on the field.
Oh, no,
it's actually
let
the
go,
end of the
yeah.
third quarter. So winding down here, Chaos lead in this game.
That was an aggressive takedown, as we saw on that replay, by the way.
14-0, Chaos lead over the Wolves. GFL Championship. You're listening live here on SportsTownChicago.com.
You want to do a live sports show with up to three of your friends?
Yeah.
Would you like to be invited to live sporting events?
Well, yeah.
Well, you can now with SportsTownChicago.com. SportsTown Chicago is the home of the ICB Sports Network. Learn blogging, podcasting, and promos right here at SportsTownChicago.com. For more information, go to BeOnAir.com or dial 630-916-1700. SportsTownChicago.com. We're in a league of our own. SportsTownChicago.com is an internet sports station that is located at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, Illinois. We offer you a chance, or should I say, an opportunity, to become an on-air personality, get invited to live sporting events, and we teach you how to interact with your listeners. Get the training you need to get in the broadcasting industry. Just go to SportsTownChicago.com or dial 630-916-1700.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chicago Chaos Football GFL Championship here between the Chaos and the Wolves here on SportsTownChicago.com. Chicago Chaos lead 14-0 as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. Chaos with the ball. I'm Cody Grant. Alongside me is Ryan Fahey. Chaos start from the Wolves' 38-yard line.
As part of the broadcast to start the fourth quarter, it's brought to you by TNT Athletics, located in Crystal Lake, Illinois. They provide athletic-based training to youth and adult programs that fit for your high-energy environment. TNT is here to help you reach your fitness goals.
I-90 moved forward in motion, fake the handout. Brockman deep. He has a beat in, just could not haul it in. I don't know if that was overthrown. I want one more look at that. Is Brockman had the man beat just a tad bit past his hands. He could not haul it in. Would have been 6 more points for the Chaos. One more look.
Yeah,
you
Brockman,
see the fake
yeah,
on the
right
run
at,
to
Brockman
former.
At the bottom of your screen there. He takes off, and I don't know if he just lost traction. Maybe he just got a
just
half step behind
it. So incomplete there, as that's going to bring up a
2nd and 10.
And we had some trouble with the They didn't tell the clock guy to start the clock there. So we have to fix that right now. It's going to be a 2nd and 10, though, as Iannotti moving former in motion. Face the hand of the former. Get to Johnson. Johnson, look at the cut on there. Look at the hard running by Johnson as he's going to be close to another first down there.
That is going to be a first down.
I think
down.
That is an 11-yard gain. They get a signal of first down there. It's really close. The first down marker at about the 26-yard line.
Oh, no, they brought him back. It looks like his knee was down before.
Okay, so it's going to be about a yard short, 9-yard
yeah,
carry
see.
There
Looking
for
at
Johnson.
He is down right there. He's going to be down at about the 26-7-yard line, I should say.
And Jarrell Johnson trots off the field. He's limping a little bit. Tough running for Johnson. 10 carries for 84 yards. 8.4 yards a carry. He also has a touchdown in this game.
And it's going to be just a 3rd down and 1.
Coming back is 3rd down and 1. Anthony Iannotti out of shotgun. C.J. Young now in the game. 4 wide receiver set. Iannotti rushes up to the center, and you're going to try a QB sneak. And you just see the ball. He tried to stretch it out.
I don't think he got it.
I don't think he got it either. It's going to be short, I believe. But he did stretch the ball out and try to get the ball across.
I wonder if he'll be able to see on a replay here.
One more look. You see him run up to the under center. He's going to try a quick QB sneak here. And watch. He stretches the ball out. Just wait for it.
And he's in that scrum, too.
You see right
yeah,
there.
He sees like a,
he's like a windmill.
Right.
Go back and stop it right
There. No, that's not a football.
No, not
he didn't get
there. Okay, he did not get. He was short.
I don't see how he. I don't think he got that. That's.
And
he, it's going to have to depend on
Iannotti
the spot
is coming
too.
Off the field, and it looks like they're going to measure it. Shane Gang coming out first measurement of the game. This will be exciting. Let's see where they spotted it, and let's see if they're going to give the Chaos the first down.
Yep, and the
one more look at that.
And the Chain Gang is members from the Chicago Force women's tackle football team as well.
Chicago Force had another excellent season again this year.
And there it's short.
It is short.
It is short.
By about 5 inches, I get barely. And supposedly that was fourth down.
I wow, okay.
All right.
So turnover on downs.
I,
the Madison Wolves will take over.
I thought that was third down, but I must have got my math wrong. Do apologize.
So first and 10 for the
Wolves.
I'm
always wrong with my math.
As the Chaos defense now on the field. Chaos defense playing pretty good here. Nick Olsen leading the way with four tackles. As trying to get out the field, that's going to be too many guys
time
on the field.
Chaos.
Timeout Chaos. Good call there on the sideline as they were trying to get their 12th man off the field, had too many men. So no penalty there as they do get the timeout.
That's not the timeout you want to waste.
No, it is not.
It
is not.
Like
it is not the timeout. You do not. Those three timeouts are so crucial in any game, especially championship. You're only up by two touchdowns.
One more
here.
Look at this sneak here, which supposedly was fourth down. And he rushes up quickly, and you see the collapse there of the Wolves. Defense come right in, and Iannotti somewhere
in that
scrum.
I don't think he got. I mean, he never got any yards forward. No positive on there.
Yeah, he got nothing.
At best,
there.
He got back to the line of scrimmage. So,
yeah, it's hard to tell. I don't think he got it, anyways.
So again, 14-0 here. Chaos do lead, 13:36 to go and counting. Here at historic Horlick Field in Racine, Wisconsin, for the GFL Championship.
As part of the broadcast on SportsTownChicago.com is brought to you by Your Dog Drew. For more information, give them a call at 847-446-8290.
So resume play here as the Wolves come out. Out of the shotgun is Chris Davis. Four wide receivers spread. One running back in the backfield is Mike Stevenson. Taking the snap is Davis, looking right. Pressure coming at him. Nelson tries to get into her. Davis hustles out of there. Gets upfield. Moving. Down at about the 38-yard line, and that's going to be close to the first down. And a broken down play there, but Davis making something out of nothing.
Watch him keep climbing up in the pocket as well. Run, two, then he just decides to go for it on the third time. He decides for it. Nice play there by Chris Davis. He even gets around one defender as well.
First down, Wolves. And you talk about there, I mean.
It was a gain of about 11 yards, I believe.
Yes. So first and 10 now for the Wolves at about close to the 39-yard line of their own territory. Down 14-0 here. I have to make something happen pretty quick here as we have 12:44 and counting. Out of shotgun is Davis. His jersey ripped to shreds as he's taking a beating from the Chaos.
He has like a Madison Wolf-style Superman cape.
That was good analogy there, Ryan. As he has taken a beating. I mean, he's been running through this. He's been trying to put the Wolves on his back, and
I mean,
the Chaos has
just been
running
it up. You can't even see the front number anymore. I mean, it's been ripped off.
Oh, you waited for the right time to do it. I mean, last game of the season is the game if you're going to have a jersey rip.
Yeah. I mean, it seriously looks like it came from behind.
Second down here as Davis taking the snap out of the shotgun, fakes the handoff, throws it to the left, and caught near the first down. It's going to be short, though, at about the 48-yard line. So it's going to be about a third and one, maybe third and two here. Let's see where they mark it.
That was a good tackle there by Rocco Maggio as well.
See if they give him that progress there. So it's going to be about 2 yards short. So a third and two here as the no huddle continues for the Madison Wolves.
And this is what worked against the Chaos defense as we saw that in the second quarter.
Chris Davis out of the shotgun, takes the snap, looking left, throws one, caught near the 50, and he stretches out. That's going to be a first down. A nice play there and good recognition there by the receiver. I believe that was number 5. That's for the Madison Wolves is Michael Hefner. As he stretched that arm out to pick up that first down. They will give it to them.
Again, no huddle offense here. The urgency is picking up for the Wolves. Down by 2 touchdowns, just a little over 11 minutes to go.
As now we have
they're going to get a new jersey.
Yeah, and
what, are they not a fan of the Superman cape?
I shouldn't have said anything because I think they heard that, and now they must have not noticed that yet. So they bring in the new jersey out, and he will switch. So first seeing it first time here.
I think this is our first wardrobe malfunction on our broadcast this season.
Yeah. I wouldn't know if I'd call it a wardrobe malfunction, just a little rip, and you got to switch it. So first time, though, on the broadcast this year for the GFL and the Chaos that you see a guy switch
his jersey. At least on our broadcast.
At least on our broadcast.
Chaos.
I don't know about,
I don't know if we've seen that in other games where jerseys have been ripped.
I did say Chaos, though.
Yeah, it's true. Yes.
So it's going to be coming back here first and 10.
And you love the teammates. They're helping. There's four guys putting on the jersey for him, too. Rip it down over the pads. Don't rip that one, though, because I'm pretty sure that's the last jersey they have.
Great shot. Now he's number 68.
Okay.
So Chris Davis has a new number.
So can they rip? Well, just rip off the 8, and he's number 6.
Yeah, he was number 6 originally. So don't confuse it. This is still Chris Davis, 68 now.
Do not adjust your computers.
Quarterback takes a shotgun first and 10. Looking to throw. Scrambling out. Nelson chasing him. Nick White chasing him. Bear Scott hits him.
He had three Chaos defenders hit him at the same time.
What a play there. And that was actually Bear Scott was in pursuit. Lewis Stallworth gets the final hit. You see Adam Nelson on the bottom right of your screen. He comes around the outside. You see Bear Scott comes right through the middle.
He went through two
forces
defenders.
Forces him out. And then at the end, the big hit by Lewis Stallworth.
And you can hear the big Lou chants in the crowd as well.
So that's his first sack of the evening, and that drops the Madison Wolves back about 5-6 yards.
That's second and 15.
So second and 15 here as Chris Davis out of the gun again. Four wide receiver set. Chaos showing blitz. They back off. Spin move by Parrish Scott. He gets in there. Another sack for the Chaos as Parrish Scott gets in there. And I think he actually maybe picked up 1 yard as he was getting forward a little bit. So they're not going to give him a sack on that, but will be a tackle for Parrish Scott on the 1 yard gain.
It might have been only about a half yard. They barely moved
that
one up.
Yeah. Now, Scott did hit him in the backfield, but great power and great job by Chris Davis to keep those legs moving.
Who is wearing a new jersey, by the way, number 68.
Don't adjust your computers.
He is.
Look at Parrish Scott just get right in there. And they were setting up a screen pass. You see the offensive lineman come out to block. It was definitely a screen pass on that play where they were going to set up. But the screen pass was not able to be completed. One more look at that. No, I'm sorry, this is live now. As taking the snap is Davis, three wide receivers to the right. Davis steps up, throws over the middle, caught at the 32-yard line and gets about 1 yard. Mike Valenti there trying to rip that out, and now we got some jawing after. The referees have to come in there and separate Mike Valenti.
And the Wolves took issue to the fact that Valenti was still trying to go for the ball after the player had been ruled down.
Yep.
Wolves took a little exception to that, hence the jawing of Wards afterwards. But a beautiful way to get around the pocket that was collapsing by Davis. Good throw, good catch, burst out Madison.
So 9:22 and counting here. Madison stays in that no-huddle defense. Empty backfield now for Chris Davis. Down 14-0 in championship game here at GFL. Throws a screen pass to the outside. Caught inside now to the 25, to the 20. Wrestled out of bounds at about the 19-yard line. So the Madison Wolves having something going here late in this game. Still over 9 minutes to go. Still plenty of time and just a two-possession one here in the championship.
Yeah, and again, this the intensity of the offense for the Wolves is really picking up here. We're under 9 minutes to go now. Here in this championship game with the Chaos up 2 touchdowns.
No huddle continues. Now in the red zone, the Chaos 19-yard line, first and 10 here. First down's at the 9-yard line. And taking the snap is Chris Davis looking right. Throws one to the end zone, wide open! And incomplete! And Mike Valenti, what a play there as he says he denied that one. Gives you the hand signals. Great shot there.
One more
look at this. You had the receiver wide open down the field, Ryan. Look
at
that.
And watch this again as they're saying he might have been down with the ball before it got ripped out. Mike Darden was on the far side of the field saying he was down already with it before it might have got ripped out.
But
let's take a look from this angle, and maybe we could see if he has a case for that.
They will resume
play. I don't know if he came down full possession anyway.
Chris Davis throws a screen pass, and they got blockers now cutting back inside. Nick Olson there for a tackle. Flag down near the quarterback. That may be a late hit. I didn't see it, but it's a flag. It's holding. It was a personal foul. Yeah. He did give the holding sign there quickly. Now, I didn't see the play, but I saw the flag near the quarterback. I assumed it would have been a late hit, and that's what it is, as that would give the Madison Wolves an automatic first down. So Madison Wolves now threatening here. Last week, Ryan, we called the game. We saw a similar play here. The Swarm had the ball on the goal line. The Chaos were to stop them 4 plays straight. Look at that play by Mike Valenti.
I mean, I'm trying to see what Darden's case might have been.
It's tough to see if he still has the ball.
No, it didn't look like he came down with it anyway.
First and goal here from the 5 as Davis out of the shotgun. Chaos in that goal line defense. 2 deep backs on the outside. Davis takes a snap, scrambles to the left, throws, caught. Touchdown, Madison Wolves. So that puts 6 points on the board for them on that reception was number 10, Austin Ryan. His first touchdown catch of the game, and Chris Davis' first touchdown throw, 14-6 now, Chaos lead.
Yeah, watch the low snap. Nice recovery there by Davis. Goes across his body. And you see the bear hug tackle coming in towards Davis, but not enough as Ryan was able to get that one for a touchdown. One more look at that from a different angle. As you have Ryan coming in from the far side of your screen. There's a quick roll to the right.
Yeah,
and that's a good catch there by
Chris
Ryan, because that was a little bit behind him as well.
Chris Davis is a lot of fun to watch. He doesn't look very fast, but he's very shifty, and he's able to move his
feet.
They're
going
for
the 2 points here.
They are going for two, so 14-6.
This is interesting.
I don't know about this one. I mean, they want to maybe get a win out of here if they can score here and make it a six-point game.
Well, they do realize what the Chaos offense can bring, too.
And he takes the snap as a quarterback, keeper right up the middle, and he is in, I think. So 2-point conversion, excuse me. Gets in the end zone, 2-point conversion. So it's going to be 14-8 now. Just a 6-point game. And Ryan, another grind here for the Chaos.
Yeah, and this is a high risk, high reward kind of play here. High risk to try to run for the 2-point conversion. But they convert it, the high reward, you're within a touchdown.
And you talk about why you do this. Well, actually, you know, it makes it now all you need to win a game is an extra point. Get a touchdown, 6 points, an extra point will put you over, give
you
15.
Yeah, this is where you got to be
so
careful.
So this
for
is
those
why the Chaos
got to
be
kicks.
Really careful, because now
I'm going to be interested to see what the Chaos lines up for this kickoff here.
You got to watch out for the onside.
You
I
might want to get some of your
offense.
You see Josh Hampton lining up right at the front, or actually he's going towards the back now. Trying to see who is going out there for the Chaos right now, kind of on the front line. Matthew Brockman coming in, by the way, off the sideline.
You want to put your hands team out there. They're obviously expecting something.
Matthew Brockman's in there along with C.J. Young. And also out there
Thomas
is
Thomas Loving, number 88. He's a tight end. He's been playing a lot of offensive line, though, halfway through the season as it's come down.
And James Empley now gets off the field. And Rocco Maggio out there as well. So it's Maggio, Brockman, also out there, number 40, I believe that might be Nick Teresso, actually. They got some of the weapons out there either way offensively.
So here we go. They're going to have a holder on the kickoff.
This is where you got to be ready for the front line.
And it's going to be a squib kick and a hit. And that's going to work out for the Chaos pretty well. As we have the field, it's going to start from about the 44. We have a flag down.
That might be an offsides, though, too, because that came in from behind.
If that is offsides, I decline it, obviously, as you have excellent field position there. Taking that was number 18, Ricky Sturgett, linebacker. And he got a few yards up. And they're pointing to the Chaos. They're going to bring
back.
I don't know what happened there. Was it a block or in the back? Or
they're calling a holding against the Chaos.
Holding on the
Chaos. There must have been something when everybody kind of came into the pile. Something must have happened in that pile. Let's see if we get another look at this. You see the hole from the kick. It's just a little squib kick, and I'm trying to see on the left side of your screen. I wonder if there was something maybe ahead of where the ball was picked up from the Chaos side of it. Perhaps because the flag came in from about the Chaos 48.
So we have a first and 10 for the Chaos starting from their own 34. Up 14-8 in this game, GFL Championship. GFL Championship on the line. Chaos looking for the fourth straight. Hand off to Jarrell Johnson up the middle to the right now. And picking up a few yards on the play. Gets about 5 yards. Nice run there by Jarrell Johnson.
Now remember this as well. The Madison Wolves do have all three of their timeouts as we approach with 7 minutes to go here left in this fourth quarter. Chaos only have two remaining because they had to use that one back in the third quarter because of that personnel switch.
You talk about 7 minutes to go here and counting. I think there's too much time to even think about conservative just running the ball every play. You still have to do what your strength of this team is. That's Matthew Brockman, James Former. Obviously, Jarrell Johnson has been very effective in this game. He's rushed for almost 100 yards now, just 11 short, 89 yards on 11 carries. But stay aggressive. Still do your game. As Iannotti out of shotgun, second to four, moves Former motion, hands it to Former to the outside now. He's got trying to break a tackle. He's going to be short of the first down as he's wrestled down about 3 yards short as Former picks up two on the gain. It's James Former on the two-yard run. One more look at that. They've do this a lot so far in this game, whether they faked it to him or handed it off as Former out to the outside. And Former's having a tough time getting in open space as the Madison Wolves have done their scouting. And they know what Former is capable of. Coming off the field now is number 22 of the Chaos. It's Josh Hampton. Coming up now is third and short. Moving in motion is Former. Faking the half to Former. Now to Johnson. Johnson hit right at the first down marker. And the fumbles the ball, but the play was blown
dead. The Wolves sideline is going nuts right now.
Yeah, they are, and that's...
They're thinking he didn't get... And the
he was
and the,
close.
And the
he
near
was
judge
close.
Here is saying he is about a half yard
he was
short.
So close.
Let's see if we can get another look at this.
Take the hand off. I thought he would have gotten
no problem. I think
no
it was
problem.
Because of the impact of the hit there.
Yeah.
Right about...
Former put his shoulder down. He was going
right there,
forward.
Right there. Yeah, that was... I mean, that's close, and that's going to be like third and...
About four inches,
maybe? I don't know.
So here we go. Chaos out of the shotgun is Iannotti. Four wide receiver spread. Fourth and one here. Crucial play here for the Chaos. Hands out to Jarrell Johnson right up the middle. And pushing forward.
He's right. Oh, that's close.
He's so close.
Man.
I don't know about... I don't
Rob
know.
Albano says he has
he
it,
is so
I
close.
Know.
He's so close as the Chaos team obviously pointing their direction. The Madison Wolves pointing their direction.
Oh.
And let's see where the spot is. They're going to measure this. This is so close,
that,
Ryan.
Oh, the nose and of the football looks like it's right on the 49-yard, or excuse me, the 44-yard line.
One more look at that. Jarrell Johnson pushing forward. You see his teammates just pushing him, trying to get that first down.
Wait, yeah, I was going to say, you got to bring this out here.
And this is the biggest play of the night. And the Chain Gang comes out for the second time tonight. And we're going to get a look at this one.
McFarland almost actually broke the chain trying to run over it. And this is going to be...
Let's see. It's going to...
No, he didn't get it.
It's short. It's short. Turnover. The Madison
Wolves. If we could zoom... that was so...
Oh, my God. So the defense will come out,
That's about a fingernail length away from getting a first down. That's a bad break,
Ryan,
for the Chaos.
You look back now, and you that's one more look at this play, though. Jarrell Johnson.
He needed to get
the
to
middle.
The 44.
And he gets pushed. He gets hit right
gets
in the line
hit,
of scrimmage.
But he gets that extra push from his lineman behind him.
But just not enough.
You can't get any closer than that.
So the Madison Wolves will take over on the turnover.
But to your point, Cody, remember that two-point conversion
now,
the Wolves had
exactly.
on the last drive?
Exactly. Now all you need to do, once you score, if you score a touchdown, an extra point puts you in the lead.
And they got plenty of time, too. Four, just a little under 5 minutes to go.
And remember, the only time, the last time these two teams played, it was in the same situation. And the Wolves won the game-winning field goal. Only field goal in team history. First and 10 here for the Madison Wolves.
It's getting loud here.
The
snap
is Davis looking to the left. Pressure coming. Throws one. Intercepted. Intercepted by the Chaos. Turnover. What a play by number 21. Defensive back Quinnell Johnson. Quinnell Johnson comes up huge and gets the interception. One more look at that, Ryan, on the first play.
I don't know
of
what
the Wolves.
I don't understand exactly what Davis was looking for here because that seemed to be pretty well covered on the far side. As it was a good throw. I don't know why you're throwing it into that kind of traffic.
Well, you tell you
that's,
what.
You got guys. That's almost in double coverage. There. One more look from another angle. That's bad traffic to throw that ball, and that's a big mistake by Davis. I'm going to throw that one on him because. You can't throw it in that tight of coverage.
And the defense
can't
comes
do that.
Up huge again in the second straight week, second straight playoff game, and brings their offense back on the field.
Now this is where you need this
to
where
go.
You,
and we're going to have a stoppage of time. I believe a timeout.
Wolves.
Timeout by the Wolves.
That's their
first. So they
first.
Will head over to the sideline. First timeout, as Ryan just mentioned. What a game.
Wow.
What a game. Just back and forth. Talk about the
chaos. We've seen times where the Wolves can easily take control of this game, but,
That
last throw I got to put on Chris Davis.
This defense of the Chaos, and you know, like you said, it was not a good decision.
They were trying
there
to. I mean,
by
here, they had
you
at the time officially.
Yeah.
At time officially, they had 4:57. One more look at this again. At the time, there was 4:57 left. So, and you had about 40 something. You know, just a little over 40 yards to go. You can't throw in that side of coverage. You could see it there.
I mean, he's
I mean,
right
I understand why you're trying to enforce the issue, and you want to try to, you know. Take the, you know, not only tie the game, but try to take the lead with only minutes to go in this championship game. That's not the throw you want to make.
Three,
that one I got to put on Davis.
Three interceptions for this Chaos defense. Is one more look there.
You can't do that.
And Quinnell Johnson.
And you saw how hesitant it was. If we can go back to that in just a second as well, he was a little hesitant to throw it as well, but he still decided to go with his gut instinct to throw it. Tight coverage. Chaos secondary, as good as they have been all season long.
First and
they
10
did it again.
Here after the timeout. Iannotti out of the gun, hands it off to C.J. Young up the middle. Runs on his own blocker. He's still going. He cannot be brought down. And that's going to be close to a first down, right?
That is a first down.
I know his knee was back. They're going to bring that back a little bit, I think, because his knee was down so far.
No, that's a first down.
Did they give it to him?
I mean, they got the first down. They changed it now.
Second down. So second and inches there on the
That's another close one.
I'm going to give CJ Young 10 yards on that because it was so close.
That's like 9.8 yards.
Second down in inches now for the Chaos. Up 14-8 here to go, just hitting 4 minutes here in the game.
That's first down.
They do give them the first down, so on a 10-yard carry there. Now, first they weren't giving them, and now they do. So first and 10, I-90 out of the gun, back to CJ Young, the powerhouse running back of this team. Gets upfield, and
he's just
so
the
hard
wheels.
To bring down, about a 4 or 5 yard gain there.
I don't mind trusting him in the backfield to keep winding this clock down as we have
four minutes to go.
Last
time I mentioned, because you had 7 minutes to go, now you're so low on time. And 4 minutes ago, you can keep running. And the Wolves did burn a timeout.
Yeah, and if you're the Wolves, you got to trust your defense here because you do still have 2 timeouts in your pocket. But if you do make a couple stops here, you might be able to use those 2 timeouts and maybe use them more effectively later on if they are able to stop the Chaos here.
CJ Young now did not play last week. He has 7 carries tonight for 42 yards. Been a horse in the backfield for the Chaos. Iannotti out of the gun, trips to the left. One wide receiver to the outside on the right is Matthew Brockman. Iannotti has CJ Young in the backfield to his left. The Massive Wolves up tight, and Young takes the handoff, and that he's brought down behind the line. That's one play there. Iannotti may have sure to recognize the defense, right, Ryan?
I'm looking to see if the Cavs are calling it, not the Cavs, excuse me, the Wolves, they are not calling a timeout as of right now. Clock is still ticking, under 3 minutes to go now.
Well, that was brought back near the original line of scrimmage, and now it's going to be a third down and about 8 on the 3 yard loss.
I'm very surprised to see that the Wolves are not calling a timeout here.
I would have to third and nine.
Because if you could force a stop here on third down, then the Cavs would have to punt. Yeah, I don't know about this play. I would have called a timeout like 20 seconds ago.
And you do keep in mind, too, they do technically have a third timeout because of the two-minute warning. So keep
maybe
that in
mind. That's probably what they're going to go for. And the Cavs will call a timeout with 2:32 to go as the
game clock was going down. They call a timeout. So a crucial play here, third and nine.
But over 30 seconds were taken off the clock,
exactly,
though. That's why I was a little curious to see if the Wolves were going to call a timeout there. Like you said, though, to your point, they do have the two-minute warning coming up here in just a little over 30 seconds or so.
But still, you got to think. I mean, the no-huddle
if you offense, make the
they've been running,
now, yeah, and
you
if
might
you,
as well keep, get more time on the clock.
If you were to call a timeout right about 30 seconds ago and you can force – the fourth down, say just, you know, they run for a few yards or an incomplete pass, whatever the case might have been, you call a timeout then, and then if you get the ball, then you have a two-minute warning on your side with one timeout left.
And now you look at it, if the Chaos do get a first down here, even with your two timeouts, they're going to be able to get to the two-minute warning before punting if you were
and to stop
again.
And then you're down to those final two crucial timeouts.
Exactly. So it's... You talk about, I mean, it could go both ways, though, right?
Yeah,
it could benefit them, but it could hurt them. It depends all what the Chaos do and how the Mass and Wolves stand up to this Chaos offense.
I mean, the Wolves will regret it easily if they do not, if they allow the Chaos to get a first down. They knew back then they should have called it right around maybe the 3:10 mark of this fourth quarter because they wasted a good 30, 35 seconds.
Third and nine here. Crucial play as the fans get loud here at Horlick Field. In receiving with Scott, Iannotti takes the snap, fakes the handoff, throws a strike to Matthew Brockman, and he is gone at the 40 to the 30. One defender to beat at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Chaos. Book it. 20-8 now. Matthew Brockman, there's a flag down.
Wait a minute. I don't know.
41-yard line.
That might be coming back, actually.
Oh, my God. Just a turn of events.
Because the flag
there.
Was right where... they're going to say it's going to be on Madison. Chaos sideline pointing towards that being against Madison.
So we're going to
wait
for the flag and see if that's going to hold up. One more look at Matthew Brockman, the speed.
That just summed up the season, what this Chaos offense has been doing.
Anthony Iannotti hooks up with Matthew Brockman.
That's a touchdown.
Huge gain. Touchdown, Chaos, on the 60-plus yard throw and run after the catch to Brockman.
On the Chaos. The play does stand.
Wow, what a play there on
third
and
nine. That's a strike.
Nine.
That, I mean, and of all the connections to do it to as well, one more look. That's just too good by Matthew Brockman. Beats his guy and takes off after that. And there's no stopping Matthew Brockman getting into the end zone on that one. Touchdown, Chaos. And they're smelling another championship here with just a little over 2 minutes to go.
Official play on that was a 59-yard throw from Anthony Iannotti and catch by Matthew Brockman that went for a touchdown. Brockman second. Touchdown reception of the game. Iannotti's second touchdown throw of the game. And now we have a 20-8 Chaos lead with just over 2 minutes to go here. One
this,
more
this,
look.
That's just a thing of beauty
and that
right
was a
there.
Strike, Ryan. That was
it's a
bullet.
Strike. And you, I mean, as much as you want to give Anthony Iannotti the credit there, he throws the strike. But watch immediately off the one-on-one. Right there, he beats the contact just like that. He gets his right arm over, gets inside positioning from the guy from the secondary, cuts right in, and he takes it up the middle, and he goes for the 59 yards to the house.
And it had the hand-eye coordination.
Right there, you see the fingertips, too. So wow. It wasn't like he was beat by much. I mean, it looked at first he might have been beat by a lot. But he wasn't beat by much. And then Matthew Brockman, the big hand, just takes it all the way in for a touchdown. What a play there by both Anthony Iannotti and Matthew Brockman.
So pending the extra point now, 20-8 lead for the Chaos. The kick is up and waiting the signal. It is good. 21-8 Chaos lead now. And now it's getting to that point where it's maybe too much for the Wolves to make a run back at this game with two.
Well, let's remember here, if they can,
over 2 minutes to go.
Now the big thing here is trying to get field positioning as well. You have two timeouts. There's 2:22. Deuces are wild. I know Steve Suff would be going crazy right now that I said that. They also have the 2-minute warning on their side as well. So that is, like you mentioned beforehand, there was that third and nine.
It really is.
It's an additional timeout. There is still time left for the Wolves. And we're not going to book, you know, the Chaos cannot book anything yet for a championship for their fourth one right now. Because if the Madison Wolves get a quick strike here and they don't utilize any timeouts, maybe the 2-minute warning, and then you have the onside kick to worry about as well. And we've seen these field conditions. Anything can happen. Now, granted, I think a lot of the field's pretty much drying up now, and we haven't really seen any issues for that. And there's another look at the Brockman touchdown, the 59-yarder from Anthony Iannotti to Matthew Brockman. There is a lot. There's still time left, and anything can happen. It's a 13-point swing. It's a 2-touchdown lead.
Celebration there between Matthew Brockman and Sham McFarland.
McFarland fell down.
He was so excited.
Wait, can we see? Can we get one more look at that? It looked like.
I think McFarland was knocked out by Matthew Brockman. They were having a laugh about that on the sideline.
Yeah, I mean, it looked as if Mike Pendleton and Tim Helms were going up for a chest bump, and Pendleton fell down.
Two guys are from SportsTownChicago.com.
And ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
And ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. So now kicking off on the 40, usual spot is Dominic Kozlowski. They're going to send this deep. Chaos lead 21-8. Over 2 minutes to go here in the game for the championship. GFL here at historic Horlick Field in Racine, Wisconsin. I'm Cody Grant, alongside me, Ryan Fahey. Kick high, deep, taken at about the 7-yard line of the Wolves. Cut to the right, missed tackle there. Back to the inside, another missed tackle. Shamar McFarland now gets a hand on him and brought down at about the 34-yard line.
All right,
so, Ryan, you mentioned
yeah,
good
that
field
is
position.
They needed a decent return. So the 35, I mean, would they have wanted a lot better? Yeah, but if you're the Wolves, you'll take it at your own 35. That way you got room to breathe at least so you're not pinned on your end zone.
There. There was a missed tackle there by the defender of the Chaos.
Yeah, decent blocking is going up and being able to cut up the –
Christian Grantham.
Yeah, and good way to cut up the middle as well.
On there.
And there's a penalty as well, and it went against the Chaos, I believe.
And if that's a personal foul, that's another 15 yards.
Wow.
Offsides on the kickoff. So I'm assuming the Madison Wolves were declared, or they're going to
add five. All right, if you're the Wolves, you'll take any yards
right now,
being down 13.
So now they will play from the 40 yards, 60 yards to go to the end zone, 21-8. It's a 13-point game.
And
winning here, they're going to.
I don't know. I think the clock might have. I don't know.
Clock
moved a second, but I don't know if that's the reason why or they're just getting everybody set. That's
2 minutes and 11 seconds to go here. Big drive here for the Wolves. They have to score quick. Two-possession game. Trips right set. Chris Davis out of the gun. He's got two wide receivers on left. Five wide receivers. Nobody in the backfield. Taking the snap is Davis. Looking right. Pressure coming. Adam Nelson with the hit. Davis still on his feet. Still on
his
feet.
They
got to blow that
dead.
Yeah, I
was going to say.
He's not going anywhere.
Play is blown dead.
And that is not what you wanted to have your quote-unquote third timeout be.
And that is going to bring us to the two-minute warning as that play took a while. So there's your free timeout.
Yeah.
So they still have two left. It's going to be a second down, though, when we come back from the two-minute warning. Look at the swarm of the Chaos defense.
Yeah, you saw the offensive line trying to also push Davis from behind,
too. Give Davis that he was able to stay
right.
up. And this guy's playing hard. He's leaving it all on the field. We saw earlier he did rip his jersey. They had to put a new jersey on him. So he's now number 68. He did start the game as number 6. So two-minute warning here for the Chaos GFL Championship. What a game we have had in Matthew Brockman. Really has been the catalyst for this offense.
And that 59-yard touchdown just summed up his season.
It really has. I mean, and he's really come on here because he had to play a lot of quarterback midway through the season with Iannotti's injury.
Yeah, when he had the shoulder injury halfway through, as you mentioned, and there was some talk, where's his offense going to go? Brockman held the fourth down for a little while. Iannotti comes back, and
And now
they've delivered in a big way.
I mean, because Iannotti came back from the injury, you added two more weapons. Because not only did you get Iannotti quarterback, you added Brockman back to wide receiver. Here we go, second down and 10 as Chris Davis out of the gun. Five wide receiver set, takes a snap, throws a screen pass to the outside, hit right at the little, maybe a one-yard gain on there, trying to see who the tackler was. Number 21, that's Quinnell Johnson again.
Well, Johnson's just been everywhere as well. He's really come out effective here in the second half.
He has his third tackle of the evening and doing great in coverage. He has one tip ball and an interception. Chris Davis out of the gun here. Third and 9 after the one-yard reception catch. Adam Nelson, the spin move, now throws it outside.
You
got to
get out of bounds here.
As the chaos playing prevent. And Ryan, exactly right. Why wasn't he going out of bounds?
You got to get out of bounds there.
In all the room in the world, you see the chaos now playing a prevent defense as Nick Olson came up with the tackle. And there's some more John on the sideline. Ricky Sturgeon in there, too. Look at that tackle by Sturgeon finished off by Olson.
I mean, you have a minute 12 left here. I would get a little more urgent if I were the Madison Wolves. They've wasted at least 10 seconds here.
Down to 105 and counting. Out of the shotgun, five wide receiver set is Chris Davis. Throws to the sideline, caught in the middle of the field. He goes to the middle. You got to get out of bounds. You got to think going to the
sideline. Why are they not going for outplays here?
So 25
they keep cutting inside, and I believe getting
timeout. They finally call a timeout. I'll tell you what, KS defense is going to give them all night. You have a two-possession game here.
Yeah, and I'm looking at
how much time have they lost?
They've lost. I mean, they've lost a good man. They finally call it.
Right here was a time where they should have tried to get out of bounds. You had all that room to the sideline.
Yeah, I mean, you had the first cut right there. If we can go back a few frames, right when he gets to about the 43-yard line, he had the cut going to his right. He could have easily went out of bounds and saved quite a bit of time.
And the same amount of yards, really, Ryan. So they will come back, though, out of the timeout.
Did the Chaos call that timeout? Because they have one remaining according to the scoreboard.
Did they call a timeout? I believe they assume it would have been the Wolves. It's going
to
be
two timeouts to remain on the scoreboard for the Madison Wolves because they had used one earlier in the third.
51 seconds here to go as the Madison Wolves come back out onto the field and the Chaos defense getting set here.
Yeah, one more look again. Why aren't you going out of bounds?
First and 10, and like I said, it's a first down, but all that time is ran off the field.
Chaos, I mean, you can't trust the Chaos keep calling timeouts for you.
Chris Davis out of the shotgun, five wide receiver set. Almost in the red zone here at the 24-yard line. Takes a snap. Pressure coming on the outside.
You better
stepping up. Cuts it away. Adam Nelson. Sack in the backfield. Drop of a loss about 5.
He held that for way too long, Chris Davis.
Adam Nelson, 3 sacks on the night. What a game for him.
And they're still not calling it. I mean, I understand the why you don't want to call it because it's only second down. But, I mean, I'd hurry up if I were.
33 seconds and going here. For a fourth,
it's the simple
CFL
play. Everybody go to the end zone.
Out of the shotgun is Davis. Pressure coming again. And another sack as he's trying to get away. He does throw it. Caught. And that's got to be an offensive lineman.
Yeah, that was caught by a
Where's
lineman.
The flag on that. That's an offensive lineman.
Did he get out of bounds? He. It looks like the clock stopped with 17 seconds. And it looks like he did get out of bounds.
The reason why there was no flag there, Ryan, that was a tight end. He was lined up
tight end
on the left. He was on the line, but he was an eligible receiver. So time now down very low here. 21-8, Chaos lead over the Wolves.
Yep, they still have one timeout left due to the Madison Wolves. But this has got to be an end zone strike here for sure. I mean, the message you tell your receivers, get open in the end zone.
5 wide at about the 22-yard line. As Chris Davis out of the gun. Looking to it, throws a Hail Mary to the end zone. Out of bounds, incomplete. 11
seconds
to go. Chaos,
sideline, sensing
a victory. They're smelling that championship as it gets closer to their grasp.
And the Madison Wolves sideline, they are... Not a lot of people predicted the Madison Wolves to get this far.
And, again,
and they put on an incredible showing, especially here in the second half. And... They did an excellent job hanging around for quite a while against the Chicago Chaos.
4 straight championship appearance for the Chaos against a 4th different team. They have 3 championships in a row. Taking the snap is Davis out of the gun. Throws one over the middle. Overthrown. Incomplete. As time keeps getting closer to that 0-0-0-0 mark. And I believe, Ryan, that was 4th down.
Yes, it
so
was.
So that's going to be a turnover on downs. Chaos are going to come out, and they're going to take a knee. And they're going to be.
And the party's starting to be.
Time
yep.
GFL champions.
MVP, Micah Brockman.
And Matthew Brockman, you just heard, he was named MVP of the GFL Championship.
Yeah, he had that 15.
Four catches, 110 yards.
Yeah, he had that 59. He had that 59-yard bomb towards the end there. That,
and I tell you what,
really
that,
was the exclamation
that
point.
That was the clinching one.
And we have the trophy right up here to our left as well.
And you say, Ryan, you mentioned that was the defining moment of Matthew Brockman's career. Iannotti takes a knee. Time winding down. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2, 1, 0. That is it. We're going to take a quick break here. Stay with us through it. As
it's been a heck of a game, Cody.
A heck of a game. And you talk about it. The Chaos win 21-8 as they shake hands in the middle of the field.
You didn't think it didn't look good at first. It really didn't.
You know what,
and especially when you had the when it was only 13-8.
Even when the Chaos were up 14-0, it was still the Wolves were staying right in there. They get that score. They go for two, make it 14-8, and get back right in the game. They were with it though, pretty much the whole time. But the Matthew Brockman catch and touchdown, 59-yard.
Yeah, that just summed up the chemistry there between Anthony Iannotti and Matthew Brockman. As that'll be the play to remember, especially to really wrap
up
this
Brockman
game.
Matthew Brockman named MVP of the GFL Championship. So we're going to take a quick break. Stay with us through it. We have an interview with a player on the sideline in a little bit here on SportsTownChicago.com.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Cheryl Scott with NBC5.
I think one of the most important things in the broadcasting industry really is getting in hands-on experience. And a lot of colleges and universities don't always offer that. Reach for, work for what you want to do and stay extremely focused. And if you do that and stay positive, I think everything will fall into place.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
SportsTownChicago.com is the internet sports station that is located at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, Illinois. We offer you a chance, or should I say, an opportunity, to become an on-air personality, get invited to live sporting events, and we teach you how to interact with your listeners. Get the training you need to get in the broadcasting industry. Just go to SportsTownChicago.com or dial 630-916-1700.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Kevin Wood, Production Director, Next Media, Joliet.
My favorite part about going to the Illinois Center for Broadcasting was, first of all, I got to do everything here. For anybody looking to get into the program, I would say be ready to learn, be ready to get in here and really take your skills to another level on your own. The instructors can show you how to do it.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin. It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program.
My name is Greg Easterlin. I work for The Drive, 97.1 FM radio station in Chicago. I'm the DJ for them. It's very important to get those basics as far as broadcasting and to get to be in a place where you can get hands-on experience. And then when you get into an internship situation with a regular station, and you're valuable in a situation like that.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
Have you ever wanted a career in sports broadcasting? Matt Abaticola here, and I'm a graduate of the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Their program offers hands-on training in radio, television, and web design. You can host sports shows, do play-by-play, and color commentary of live games.
Welcome back to Chicago Chaos, your 2015 Gridiron Football League champions. For the fourth straight year, they have come to the big dance, and they have been quite effective with it as well. In just a moment, we're going to have Cody Grant talk to Matthew Brockman, who had the big 59-yard touchdown catch at the end of the game. And Cody now standing by with the MVP of the GFL Championship, Matthew Brockman. Cody, take it away.
Thanks a lot, Ryan. I'm here with Matthew Brockman, MVP of the GFL. Matthew, four catches today, 110 yards. Also, the two touchdowns, that last touchdown went from 59 yards. How does this feel?
Oh, it's great. It's a fantastic feeling. I can't even explain it. This is my first season with these guys. I'm 19, and I got a long way to go, but this is an awesome starting point for me in my career.
19 years old, young kid. Anthony Iannotti spoke some very high words about you, talked about the relationship with you and how he loves going to you on the third downs. And you got off to kind of a slow start there, but you really came back hard, and you guys finished it off. What a great game.
Yeah, thank you. This is awesome. I have no words right now. This is just great.
Well, I don't want to keep you for too long. I want you to go celebrate with your teammates. Thank you for giving me just a little bit of your time, Matthew. You're going to be back next year and win another championship with the Chaos?
I hope so. Hope so. All right.
So that's four straight championships for the Chaos GFL. Matthew Brockman, his first here, 19-year-old. I expect huge things from Matthew. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on here, and what a hell of a game you had.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, and thanks for coming out and televising it. It means a lot to us.
Thank you. We really appreciate everything you guys do, too, on the field. Have a good day, man.
All right. Thanks.
Back to you.
All right, thanks, Cody. Again, the Chicago Chaos, and you just heard Cody Grant talk to Matthew Brockman, who will be the 2015 Gridiron Football League Championship MVP. Had over five catches, over 110 yards receiving, and had two touchdown catches. And towards the end of the fourth quarter, he had the big 59-yard strike from Anthony Iannotti to Matthew Brockman on a big third down play, and that was all she wrote for the Chicago Chaos, who get the 21-8 championship victory. This is their fourth straight Gridiron Football League championship. Last year, they defeated the Madison Wolfpack for a perfect season, and this year, they almost had a rematch with them. They lost in the semifinals, the Wisconsin Wolfpack to the Madison Wolves, who you just saw the Chaos play this evening. And the Chicago Chaos, did they have a couple hiccups tonight? Yes, they did, but they held on through the end. The defense held strong. They had quick turnover. They had effective turnovers when they needed them the most, and the running game was really strong with Young and Johnson in the backfield, kind of the two-headed monster. Going to get Cody's thoughts on the rest of the season and this game here in just a little bit as he'll make his way back up to the booth. But again, if you're just tuning in, the Chicago Chaos, the 2015 Gridiron Football League champions, is Matthew Brockman, as you can see, receiving the MVP trophy, and you see Captain Anthony Iannotti standing right by his side. And as Cody mentioned when he was talking to Matthew Brockman, that Iannotti has been really high on the big weapon in Matthew Brockman, only 19 years old, and has been really effective for this Chaos offense, even when Matthew Brockman had to be quarterback for a couple weeks when Iannotti was sidelined due to a shoulder injury. And it looks like Steve Drain is going to be the recipient to hold the trophy. And there they are, the 2015 Gridiron Football League champions, the Chicago Chaos. I know this really means a lot to Steve Drain and his family, as they had a tragedy just the other day. Again, thoughts and prayers go out to them, but what a way to help celebrate in the Drain family, their honor of their dad, a former football coach as well. This really means a lot to Steve. I've gotten to know him for his tenure with the Chicago Blitz as well before the Chaos season had begun. This really means a lot to Steve, and you could see the emotion on Steve. He's been with this team all season long, and what he has meant to this Chaos team, the heart and soul. He didn't play much, but he has really been what Chaos football is really all about. And Cody, now back in the booth with me, as we saw Steve Drain being the first recipient of the championship trophy, and you can see him talking to the rest of the Chicago Chaos right now. This day really means a lot to Steve Drain.
A very emotional time for Steve Drain and the Drain family. And, you know,
they're here in attendance
way
too.
As they raise the trophy now, and he hugs at the Iannotti, the Chaos team surrounds it. What a sight here from historic Horlick Field in Racine, Wisconsin. As you see, 2015 GFL champions are the Chicago Chaos.
They've completed their four-peat.
A four-peat here in the GFL. Truly a dynasty.
Yeah, and what they've done here, and the what they've had, you know, as their staple as an organization, they've had this winning culture now, you know, for the last 4 years. They know what it takes to win. They just keep fighting. They've had so much adversity in each season. They've had to go through a lot of adversity, and now they're getting ready for the team picture right now. And this entire season, besides, and you were here for the one game in Wisconsin where things weren't all that pretty in Chaos football in their world overall. And then during the 2 weeks that Anthony Iannotti was really when he was silent due to that shoulder injury, it seemed like the playoffs would have been a miracle at that point. But Iannotti comes back. They come back a stronger, a better offensive efficiency team, because that was one of the big questions, through the beginning of the season. Was this Chaos offense going to be able to keep up with the stingy and disciplined Chaos defense that we've seen over the past few years? And they are officially taking their team photos right now with the championship. And as you mentioned, Matthew Brockman, as you told him down on the sidelines, Cody, he is the Gridiron Football League Championship MVP, had over 110 yards receiving, a couple touchdowns along the way as well. A big shout-out, though, and I know I mentioned this earlier, our camera crew here today, Rob Mercado, Sean Connolly, Rosa Manrique, they had a battle through so much beforehand. They were on the pouring rain. We were helping them as much as we can.
I mean, that storm
The storm coming in early did not help anybody.
No, it does not.
But they have given us some excellent camera angles. We have our monitor here up in the booth. They have provided us some excellent replay opportunities. A big shout-out goes to them. It's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that does not get a lot of credit. And I also want to thank our director, Pete Frey, who has put up with me and Cody all season long and for many more seasons to come as well.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, that's the key word in that sense. Yep. But a tremendous job there as well.
A scene there, though, right there.
Yep.
I mean, an unbelievable season. You see the Chaos team all around holding those trophies up. Well-deserved. Four straight GFL championship appearances. They win the championship for the fourth straight year. As I mentioned, Ryan, truly a dynasty here. What a special season. 9-1 in the regular season. They swept in the playoffs, beating the Swarm last week 28-20.
Yeah,
and coming to the championship 21-8.
And also, the Chicago Chaos, who are now the official FAR team of the new CIF Ileana Eagles.
If you missed last week, Anthony Iannotti signed his contract, and he will be a member of the Ileana Eagles for the 2016 season.
Yeah, and this is a crowning moment for Anthony Iannotti as he moves kind of now into an indoor football playing career as well. And I don't see how most of these guys aren't back next year. And you can see there's Rob Albano and his young daughter with him on the field right now as well. Those guys have a special relationship too. And, all the family, friends, and kids of the players all coming out on the field now for the celebration.
And you see Terrell saying, get back. I want this moment by myself to his teammates. Quinnell Johnson, he pushes him back, and he's running away with it now.
Yeah, he really, him and Young both had a really good game in the running game today.
Talk about Terrell Johnson, man. I mean, 89 yards on 11 carries. He had a touchdown. That touchdown really sparked him. Now Thomas Loving holding the ship. And Nick Olson, what a game he had. He really got this defense kicked off to the right start. Five tackles, one interception, and the forced fumble. And there you go, number five for Lewis Stallworth. Had that huge hit on the sack when Davis was moving outside the pocket in the third quarter. Which is what a cast of characters this Chaos team is, and a very special season, as we said many times before, but it's just so surreal to see it here happening live.
Well, you know what else they forgot? They forgot about the Gatorade bath, and it's coming their way. Josh Santa thought it was coming this way.
As you see right there, running now.
They're trying to get the coaches.
Johnson,
here we go.
And they're going. Oh, and
hold up. Now this is our new commentary.
Here we go. There it is.
And let the ice bath begin. As if he didn't get rained on enough earlier on during the rain delay, he gets a little more soaked as well. That's some cold water that's got poured on him, too. What a moment for the Chicago Chaos, completing their fourth straight Gridiron Football League championship. And this is a special group of guys. And
it really is.
Dwight Gatorade bath, by the way.
It's a cast of characters. I mean, everybody from number one to number 99. I mean, everybody in this team, they all love each other on the field and off the field. I spoke with a couple of guys today. Matthew Brockman said how they hang out off the field even in the off season. They're a tight group of guys, and that's how they kept this chemistry going for so many years. And the new additions, obviously Nick Olson and Matthew Brockman, winning their first GFL championship in their first year here with the Chaos.
And when you were talking to me, I mean, let's also remember, Matthew Brockman's only 19
years old.
He's 19 years old. And he's doing this in semi-pro right now.
He's 1 year younger than you, Ryan.
That's probably the only person that's younger here besides the kids that are here as well. That, they're part.
And he stands out, too. Obviously, he won the MVP of the GFL championship.
And then we saw in that fourth quarter, he had that big 59-yard touchdown.
That was an exclamation point, as you mentioned, Ryan, that I mean, obviously, there was still a little bit of time left, but the momentum swing on that play, 59 yards, when they were up by six at that point, 14-8, pushing it to 20-8, and getting the extra point, that was just icing on the cake there, right?
Yeah,
there,
and what
and
was,
that pushed them over the
and
top.
And what became really crucial these final in these two playoff games at the Chicago Chaos side, their offensive line overall was exceptional.
You mentioned them right away, right off the bat. And last week also, Ryan, and you talk about this week, obviously, in this game, right off the bat on the after that first run of Drell Johnson that went for negative yards. The next play, you just talk about how great the offensive line was blocking. They got off maybe just a slow start on that first play. But after that, they were golden.
Yeah, they were aces.
Iannotti was untouched. He was not sacked in
this game. Yeah, and that's why I was saying going back, you know, at the beginning of this broadcast, I wanted to, you know, that's why that was another question mark. And, you know, maybe I was something to really look out for. Can this offensive line keep up their consistency they had in the semifinal last week? And they did a pretty darn good job tonight. They created a lot more running holes than last week, but they also kept Anthony Iannotti protected as well. I don't think we actually recorded Iannotti for a sack at all.
I mentioned he was not sacked. He was barely touched in the backfield. The only time he was actually touched was on that 14-yard run he had.
And you saw, and we saw him also get the, and I think you said earlier, he had like 58 rushing yards. He did a lot more rushing for himself. More than we saw last week, and that was something where it was really trying to attack the heart of this Wolves defense as they were really trying to protect, you know, and really get back on the weapons of James Former and Matthew Brockman, so on and so forth. You know, Josh Hampton being part of that weapon list as well.
And you talk about another turning point in this game, from my opinion, when they had the chaos, the fourth down after the three and out, it was the high snap to Dominic Kozowski on the punt try, turn it over. The Wolves had the ball at the 14-yard line, and it was the interception on the play, the chaos. On the very next play was an interception by, David Palma had the interception, and obviously they had a penalty after that, and chaos took over.
And if we go back to that fourth, you know, when there was about 3 minutes left in that fourth quarter, and the Wolves were only down by six.
Because they went for two.
It was good. They went for two, and then, as I mentioned, it was a high-risk, high-reward kind of a play. And then you had, and after the, they had forced the turnover on downs, as we had that,
it was a
finger length,
inches, not even
fingernail
an inch.
Length away from a first down.
From a first down.
The Wolves had control then. They had the chance to tie and perhaps take the lead late in the fourth quarter. But on that first play, Chris Davis threw it into bad traffic, and Cornell Johnson had
what
the interception.
What a game for Cornell
now, and,
Johnson,
yeah,
too.
Nick Olson was the story of the first half, but
yes.
Cornell Johnson was the story
Nick
of the
Olson
second half.
Nick Olson dominated the first quarter, really, in he carried that over in the second quarter. You know, he hit all five of his tackles in that first half. But that second half, man, that was David Palma. That was Ricky Surjet. That was the rest of the chaos defenders. Obviously, Cornell Johnson with that interception.
And Maggio
just
as well.
All come together. Rocco Maggio had that huge hit. Actually, Nick Olson missed the tackle, and Maggio came in and lit him up. And we had a lot of big hits that we could hear in the booth up here.
Right. And this game, I mean, as I said before, you know, it wasn't pretty when there was about 3 minutes to go in this game. But after that interception, you just knew the chaos were going to end this the right way, and they did. They made the right stops. They made the necessary stops at the right time. And that was Al Shiro for their four straight GFL championship.
And play of the game, I got to give it to the player of the game, Matthew Brockman. Iannotti had hit him on a slant route that was about a 7-yard throw that Brockman took the rest of the way, 59 yards for a touchdown to put them up 20-8. So that's going to do it here for us. Chicago Chaos, your 2015 GFL champions. Thank you for listening here. I'm Cody Grant alongside Ryan Fahey. We're signing off on SportsTownChicago.com.